Let's begin. So we left off. Let's begin page Resh Mem Aleph Parachat. We're actually nearing the end. I think in Meretz Hashem on Monday or on Tuesday, we're gonna finish. Or maybe Wednesday. So he writes the following. He says, "Ha'onig la'adam tzorech hachrachi." So the greatest joy of a person is, we'll call it tzorech hachrachi, a necessity, or we'll define it. La'el kvar huvu divrei Chazal. Tov l'gever ki yisal al b'nu arav, zehu al isha. So we stated this yesterday. It's good for a man to go ahead and bear the yoke during his youth. What yoke is this? Zehu al isha. This is the yoke of a wife. Ube emes, b'nisui ish v'isha, within marriage, timunim gam oneg v'gam ol. This is actually a very profound wording. Embedded within marriage is oneg, is pleasure, is enjoyment. And all, and not suffering, responsibility, all the yoke. B'mabat hekefi yoser, so in a more panoramic view, kol ma'arecha sachayim b'nuya me'oneg v'avoda. The truth is, if you think about it, the entire framework of life the entirety of life is built on the framework of oneg and avoda. It's a good phrase, right? Of pleasure and work. Pleasure and work, enjoyment and work. Adam hamechapes pichayav rak oneg. This is a very important disorder. A person in life who just wants oneg, just wants pleasure, just wants the enjoyment. Darko no adal kishalom. Such a path in life ultimately is going to be self-destructive. Ki achayim einam rak miluyetanu. Because life is not just about fulfilling one's pleasures or desires. Eliyesh poem harbe kashim nisyonos umichsholos. If there is one certainty about life, it's that there are difficulties, there are challenges, there are hard situations. Mi'idach, on the other hand, Adam hamabit al hachayim, b'mabat shem rak avoda va'ol lelo tanug. On the other hand, if a person looks at life as only avoda and only an ol, right? It's only work and it's only responsibility, it's only a yoke and no pleasure or no joy at all. Yismotet lebasov. Such a person ultimately will wither away. Mipnei shechasr lachiyus. Because a person is missing something within their life. He says, Ha'adam muchrach shiyelo makor tanug, shemimenu hu shoiv eschiyus. So a person has to have a source or a wellspring of enjoyment in life, that from that wellspring, ultimately, he draws his existence. So it's very important, yisod, that life is this combination. On one hand, for it only to be about pleasure, that of course is not possible, because life has plenty of challenges. To only be about challenges, that of course is not possible either, because one is supposed to enjoy life. So life is somehow about this partnership, or this combination between this oneg and avoda, or oneg and ol. He goes on, he says, Yeshno bnei Adam, hamotzim es tanuga mis askusim achomer. So there are some people that find their joy in life through involvement with the material. Or in other words, there are some people who just find their happiness through materialism. V'yeshnam achirim, shetanugam nidla mina olam aruchni. There are some people that find their joy, that find their happiness through the spiritual world. Ulam elu v'elu shavim. The one common denominator they have is that both of these groups have pleasure in life. So some pleasure from the material, some pleasure from the spiritual. Adam lilo tanug klal eneno adam chai. It's such an important. You have to be happy, right? Which means you have to have enjoyment from something in life. If you don't have enjoyment from anything, then such a person is not even deemed alive. Al-af shuhu nira kaholich al-shanim umishalich birachovos kirya bipnimiyuso humeis chaser chiyus. So again, a person could go on in life for a very long time without any real joy, without any real happiness, and externally he might look fine, but inside he's dead. Inside he's missing the spark of life. You have to have oneg. You have to have joy. You have to have happiness as well. Again, the goal is to derive that happiness and that oneg from somewhere important and special. What the Mechaber is pointing out is that sometimes even the people derive it from the world of the material. Nothing wrong with enjoying the material world, but in an ideal sense, the material world is not the source of my life joy. It's not the source of my oneg. It may be something that makes my life nicer, enhances the quality of my life. But again, nevertheless, even if one gets their joy from the material world, at least in their life, there is some level of joy. But a person who derives his joy from the spiritual world, meaning from spirituality, even if a person says, you know what, I want to derive my joy from the spiritual world, that's nice. But most people, all people, with the exception of an elite few, cannot derive all of their joy from the spiritual world. They need to have elenitzrach shia lo af ma'at. A person has to have a little bit of enjoyment, even just a little. Ma'at dafka v'lo yoser mikach, chiyus min ha'chomer. So we'll say, even if a person says, I know that my real joy can't come from the physical world, it has to come from the spiritual. So that is a true statement. But a person can't divorce themselves from the material world either, and a person has to also derive some level of joy and benefit from the material world. So the truth is, these words, these are correct and important in general about life, and specifically about marriage. Av sheikar achius b'ma'areches hanisuin. So even though, again, the chiyus ma'arechas hanisuin, the framework of marriage, has to truly be a real spiritual and soulful bond between man and woman, meaning for a husband to really for a couple to have a meaningful and productive marriage, there has to be a spiritual bond between the two of them. Ulam. But this can't be the entire bond. It can't only be a spiritual bond. A person's marital life also has to have onegashmi. So say onegashmi means physical joy as well. And this is not a small matter. And I will say now, what he's referring to over here when he says physical joy, so yes, it does mean, certainly in part, intimacy. But in the other part, what it also means is that, you know, as people often know, so often shalom bayis problems come up because of money, because of material things. So the idea is that if a person is just going to divorce themselves from materialism, so that might work wonderfully for you. But even if it works wonderfully for you, generally what? It will not work very well for one's marriage. And again, not talking about a situation where a wife is material. I'm saying, just in general, people want to be able to live, and people want to be able to function, and people want to be able to have a little bit of joy. So if that's not present in a material sense in a marriage, that could cause incredible discord. And of course, again, in this realm, so people, every couple, every person is different. There are some people that are just a little bit more materialistic. And again, he's not saying this necessarily in a negative way. He's saying it in a matter-of-fact way. There are some people that are a little bit more materialistic. So for them to have material joy in life, they're going to have a little bit more gashmius, a little bit more materialism. Lu'umas zos, hakshurim im nishmasam im ora haruchni. On the other hand, so people who are a little bit more spiritual, right? So they will need less from their material lives in their marriage to make them happy. The more that a person is tied to his ruchnius ulinishmaso and to his soul, he needs the gashmius, the materialism, a little bit less. So meaning, he needs a little bit less. However, ulam patur below klum efshar. But there's no such thing as no materialism at all. So we'll say this is very, very important. And I think this, I love this phrase of that life, and specifically marriage, is all about oneg and avoda. Or oneg, or the all, right? That life is literally all about these two different components. You need both of them. ultimately in order to function properly. And very often the oneg of marriage, and specifically the oneg of life, is all about material enjoyment. So meaning a person needs in their life, and especially in their marriage, to have this balance between spiritual fulfillment and material fulfillment. Unless you think that you could just dispense with the material fulfillment, not true at all. Everyone needs it in some measure. There are some who are more spiritual, therefore need less materialism. Others who are more material, less spiritual, therefore need more materialism. But everyone needs that materialistic part of their marriage in order to go ahead and create true harmony. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Meretz Hashem Reish Mem Beis on Monday.